From our Psalms and Matthew, we hear God stooping down. God sees us in our suffering and comes to us. That is reason enough to praise God. But our praise to God is more than a thank you. Our praise is submission to the all-powerful Creator. Who praises the Lord? All God's people praise Him. Our gospel according to Matthew, the 7th chapter, says, "Ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give good things to those who ask Him?" End quote. We feel like saying, "I can't take it any longer. The waters are up to my neck, and I'm about to drown in my sorrow. You are our God, and you are supposed to care for us. Why are you so far from us?" Is it okay to complain to God about God? When the Jews had trouble, they told God, and they laid it back on God to come to their rescue. Lament is telling God, God is not acting like the God God promised to be. God's love endures all things, and in our lament, we tell God about the rising waters that are about to overcome us. We will lament by telling God He needs to change the situation we are in so we have a better future, a future like the one God promised us. The psalmist shows us how we can talk to God and be honest about our true feelings as we suffer. What do we want to say to God? What's happening in your life that God needs to hear? God can change the situation and wants to hear us call to Him for change. Jesus spoke to His Father in lament when Jesus was suffering for us. Jesus shows us how to pray and how to talk to the Father. Sometimes we can be the best complainers, and that is basically what lament is all about. We can tell it like it is, and that's what God wants from us. What do we need to say to God? When the floodwaters reach our neck and we're about to drown, it is time to speak up. It's our Easter hope that we receive from the Father that keeps us from drowning. It is our Father who knows the good gifts we need. Father, as we suffer and as we try to stay afloat, come to us again. Give us the wisdom to hear your words and know that your only Son can open the gate of God's righteousness, so we too can receive your unconditional grace and love. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, you made promises to us for a good life if we love you and our neighbors. You said we can ask anything in the name of Jesus that would glorify you, and you will give it to us. When we struggle, we need you to rescue us and lead us to a better future. As a community, we need you to heal us and to care for your people the way you said you would. You said you would keep the evil one from us, the one who separates us from you. We are constantly tempted, and you seem distant. Come to us, be close to us, and show us the God you claim to be. Open to us the gate that is Jesus Christ. Amen.